Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Friday, December 30. Coming up, government to increase use of mediation in parish courts, BPO sector providing opportunities for financial and legal professionals, and Venezuelan Institute to offer new Spanish course, January 2017. The details after the break.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Now the news. The Ministry of Justice is moving to increase the use of mediation in disposing of cases before the parish courts. Director of the Justice Reform Implementation Unit, Althea McBean, says studies indicate that as much as 40% of cases are disposed of via mediation in the Supreme Court, and as a result, steps are being taken to ramp up its use at the parish court level.
In the Supreme Court, every civil matter has to go to mediation before it is set for trial. Roughly 40% of the cases are completed by way of mediation in the Supreme Court. In the parish court, it is not mandatory as it is in the Supreme Court, but steps are being taken to improve and increase the use of mediation in the parish courts.
Yeah. Ms. McBean was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne. President of Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the business process outsourcing BPO sector is providing opportunities for financial and legal professionals. Ms. Edwards notes that overseas companies are outsourcing work to Jamaicans in areas such as credit collections and back office finance operations. She says there's also increased demand for legal process outsourcing, which refers to law firms utilizing outside support services for legal research and other routine work in the profession. Meanwhile, Ms. Edwards is urging Jamaicans to take advantage of entrepreneurial opportunities in the services and tourism industries by setting up businesses that provide for the needs of visitors as well as locals.
What the tourists want, two things. They want experience that is different from what they have at home. And what they want is some kind of souvenir to buy, to take back. Usually something that is utilitarian, that will last. So that's what we need to start thinking about.
Ms. Edwards was speaking in a recent interview on the Jamaica Information Service JIS television program Issues and Answers. National Health Fund NHF card holders are benefiting from the addition of new drugs for the treatment of arthritis and major depression. For the treatment of arthritis, the Simponi injection with a subsidy of just over $105,000 per injection has been added. Also for arthritis, the Astemra injection has been added. For major depression, Cymbalta 60 mg and 30 mg capsules have been added. These changes became effective December 8. For a complete drug list and subsidies paid by the National Health Fund, visit any NHF participating pharmacy, the NHF website nhf.org.jm, or call toll-free 1-888-NHF-CARE. That's 1-888-643-2273. And the Venezuelan Institute for Culture and Cooperation will be offering a new Spanish language course next year. The post-superior course will be open to candidates who have completed classes at the superior level. The Institute has been offering free Spanish classes in Jamaica for more than 40 years at the basic, intermediate, advanced, and superior levels. Coordinator of the Institute, Betsa Beth, says the new Spanish course will focus on developing the oral skills of participants.
Which is just oral. So they are going to have the opportunity to just speak daily, continuously the language. They are not going to be so caught with the grammatic and things like that. It's going to be more practice their Spanish every day, oral expression.
Ms. Beth was speaking with JIS News. The Spanish language course will begin on January 16, Mondays and Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Institute, located at 24 Windsor Avenue, Kingston 5. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.